Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Reaching Out Beyond the Catholic Church.
So the Gospel for her feast for Friday, August 9th, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 24 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. When preparing for a homily, I was delighted to see that the date I was assigned was the feast of Edith Stein, Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. When I studied for the priesthood before the Second Vatican Council, Edith Stein and a few other figures like her were very important in establishing a healthy connection with the Jewish roots of our Catholic Church. Also, it was delightful to encounter the good minds among Catholic intellectuals who reached out in a most positive way to the many peoples of goodwill who did not have a good view or experiences of our Catholic faith. As I went on to high school, they were just the beginnings of people who tried to reach beyond our Catholic parochialism to the ideas and customs and sensibilities of so many people who did not share our view of life. This only increased when I went to college and then was directly dealt with in my seminary training with the Dominicans. At that time, in the 50s, before the Vatican Council, there were many who lived in fear and a life-denying narrowness toward people, even some of our teachers, those who did not share fearful about those who did not share the Catholic point of view. The specter of modernism and a very uncritical sense of conformity with the magisterium were very much in ascendancy. Such ideas and fearful attitudes just made us students suspicious, and we would seek out those teachers who pursued a more generous sense of life. Then the Vatican Council came and good Pope John opened the Church officially to a more generous attitude toward all peoples and religions and restored a certain self-confidence to Catholic thinkers. For those of us who have been confused by the fear generated by an all too narrow view of what it might be to be Catholic, these were certainly joyful and liberating times. Sister Teresa Benedicta's writings and interest in St. Thomas were part of the background that made such freedom possible. She worked in translating St. Thomas's book on truth, De Veritate, and completed a synthesis of the thought of St. Thomas in an attempt to reconcile his work with the recent developments in phenomenology. These efforts and such heroic people added an excitement to the new freedom and balance the Council brought to modern society. For us, the Council was a real miracle of grace and freedom. On a more personal level, my interest in our Jewish background was strengthened by stories my mother would tell when I was growing up. As an immigrant from Ireland in the mid-20s, she was hired by a Jewish family and when she arrived in San Francisco. And there were signs out at that time in the storefronts, "Irish need not apply." So a difficult time as people meet one another's needs. As children, we would hear about her time working and why even the pots and pans in our kitchen had been wedding gifts from that family. There were evidence there all the time. These and a host of other experiences growing up in Protestant neighborhoods and engaging in scouting brought me into contact with a wider range of thought, Christian and otherwise, and opened up some windows to a more generous and respectful attitude toward ecumenical possibilities. Then the Second Vatican Council really opened the doors to direct experience with men and women who are theologically trained in their own traditions and yet wanted what a more generous and truthful expression would mean for all of us. In my own good fortune, I was become involved with a number of people from diverse religious backgrounds who actively sought a more generous and respectful idea of the divine as God has appeared in history and in daily life to all peoples. My second job as a priest was with a Christian ecumenical campus ministry, which was comprised of six ordained ministers from eight Protestant and Catholic denominations. And since this was the 60s, we were very actively involved with rabbis and others who worked in the anti-war movement. The questions raised and the possibilities explored have created a whole new series of options for what it means to be a church in our present world. The Common Cause dialogue, cooperative programs, social action initiatives, as well as the enduring friendships of these times, have created a more wonderful and infinitely broader idea of what it means to be church, and in particular, what it means to be an active and loving disciple of Jesus Christ. The heroic witness of Edith Stein, Sister Benedicta of the Cross, still speaks to us today to rise up and pursue a more complete following of Jesus, a more comprehensive caring for all the people of God's creation, a more imaginative understanding of the ideas, needs, and sufferings, and holiness of our brothers and sisters and all God's beautiful world. Perhaps this is the only realistic response to the shootings we see that have become so numerous in our time. This is where we have to speak up instead of casting blame. Today's gospel calls us into a life of courage and risk. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. I find this level of courage today in so many good church people who risk the walk of faith and yet never abandon a loving concern for all their brothers and sisters, especially those in deepest need. But I also discovered many generous souls who are unable to make a specific religious commitment and yet reach out to their brothers and sisters on a deeply spiritual level, like Sister Benedicta, Teresa Benedicta of the Cross in her time. We really need to reach out to such people with an understanding that leads to dialogue and then conviction and finally a loving embrace of the way of living that Jesus calls us to discover and supports us in today. And so I pray for the spiritual courage to encounter the spiritual wonders of our time with something of the spirit and courage and vision of Edith Stein, Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. What a blessing her heritage is. May God bless you with such richness in your journey. ¶¶